This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for mortgage brokering. Well, in the studio now with us is Howard Kohler. He is an enrolled agent with Kohler Financial Solutions. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thanks for having me out here.
And I want to pick your brain because you're like a hot topic. And our listeners probably don't understand this yet, but an enrolled agent is you're certified by the IRS.
It's actually by the Department of Treasury. We get tested in a background check, and we can represent taxpayers before the IRS. Now, the difference between us is that we aren't limited to a state like a CPA because you're licensed by the state. We can represent anyone in the 50 states.
Yeah, but if someone gets in trouble with the IRS, you're the one to call.
Yes, because we can fill out the power of attorney, and we can be that wall between you and the IRS and sort of take that personal aspect out of it because, you know, when the people are coming in to look at your financials, people get a little bit, you know, on a defensive side. So if you have someone like me who can sort of mediate and make sure I'm the person that they're talking to and I talk to them, it makes it a lot easier process.
But not a lot of people know what an enrolled agent is.
We've been around for quite a long time.
But how would you differ? Okay, so you got your CPA. You got your tax accountant. You got your CFP. You have your enrolled agent. How do you compare?
Well, like,
you're trained by the Department of Treasury. You're trained by the IRS. It's not like you went to school and got certified to be a CPA. You actually know the tax code, period.
Yes, we learn the tax code. We take the tests in order to be able to get our representation, to be able to represent the clients or people before the IRS. So we specialize just in taxes. So we look at tax preparation, we look at tax planning, we do representation, making sure that individuals are protected with their rights because a lot of times they don't know their rights with the IRS. So with someone like us, we make sure you're protected, making sure that due process has been gone through.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's get into our show today. We're talking about being green. We're talking about solar panels that can be installed on your property and get your energy bill down to like next to nothing, depending on how far you want to go with the solar panels. And before we start this segment, I'd like to let our listeners know that Howard Kohler is an enrolled agent. He is allowed to talk about the tax code versus other people. But if you do take the information from this segment, please consult with your personal CPA, tax accountant, or your own enrolled agent because everybody's situation is different. And for you to take action on any of this information, you need to consult with your personal advisor.
Yes, I definitely recommend that because they're the ones who know you. They know your income levels. They know your income and expenses. So they will be the best person to advise you when applying the codes to you.
Perfect. So let's roll up your sleeves and let's get the conversations going. Let's talk about it, Howard.
Okay. So we do have...
Don't bore me with statistics.
Wonderful credit from the federal government of 30%.
30%. So yes. What am I buying?
You are buying alternative energy equipment that can be installed on your home.
What's that count as?
That count as hot water heaters, solar electric equipment, obviously from our prior segment, and wind turbines.
What's a wind turbine?
Well, obviously wind energy.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the hot water heater because your hot water heater goes out, you buy a new one, you can deduct 30% of that?
No, you have to get the solar energy. So you have like our prior segment person, he would come out and he would install solar panels on your home, which then if you have like an electric water heater, if it's run by that, then we're looking at the energy savings for that. So the cost of going into that, the cost for the solar panels, the cost, reasonable cost for installation can be all wrapped up into one amount, which then you can take 30% on. Then
okay, hold on. Let me try to get this to connect with my listeners.
Sure.
So I go out and I get Solar Energy World. They come out and they're installing these solar panels.
Correct.
I buy everything. I finance it. No money down. Take a payment I'm comfortable with and it's paid over 10 or 15 years, whatever the terms are.
Correct.
And is there any tax deductions I get at that point just for purchasing it?
The tax deductions is the 30% of the cost.
So whatever it costs me on that, I get a 30%
There's a 30%
of that
calculation.
Is a deduction.
Yes.
Then the solar panels are installed. Do I have any deductions while I'm in action, saving money and paying back that loan?
Depends on how you use it. If you did a home equity loan where it's adding value to your house, then that's going to be an added interest deduction there.
Just the interest.
Just the interest.
Okay. What happens if they provide financing?
If they provide financing, that's different. That's a personal loan. So if it's not connected to the house, the investment, when the IRS, or according to the code, if you're looking at the value of the house, you're looking at your initial investment you have in the house or any improvements that are major to the house that can be, that you're having interest paid on, that's when you can make
this deduction. Okay, so there's a lot of gray area.
Yes.
Basically, by buying it is your initial investment. Now, what about state? For Maryland, Virginia, or DC, where our listeners are, how would we break that down as far as when they buy it initially?
When they buy it initially, you would have to look at some of the rebates or credits that are out there. Maryland had going a while.
Had or has?
Well, had a good rebate a while ago. It's been reduced as to what they give you for incentives. But the county has also rebates too.
The county too.
So cool. You have to actually look at everything. You have to look at the federal, you have to look at the state, and even counties offer incentives as to how much money you can actually get credits on either your property tax or your income tax. So
there's a lot that's out there.
There is, and that's why our prior person was very good about demonstrating.
His name was Jeff.
That's why Jeff was wonderful in describing that there is a tremendous savings. Even though you do have that initial cash outlay, there is a savings there, tax and savings on the energy-wise, that people have to look at.
Perfect. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Howard Kohler. He's an enrolled agent with Kohler Financial Solutions, LLC, and we're talking about tax codes, which please remember, talk to your personal tax advisor if you gather any information that you see worthwhile on your behalf. And I'm your host, Todd LeBorowitz, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. So, Howard, we got it. There's benefits from your county, state, and federal.
Yes.
And when you're getting a consultation from, let's say, Solar Energy World, and they come in and you're looking to buy it, you can consult with your tax advisor, or they can contact you and you'll go over all the current events. And at the end of the day, there's a benefit that's out there. What are some other stuff? Because we also talked to Colin. He was talking about being green, being closer to work, and any tax advantages that you got from that?
Well, there's other tax advantages too. There's also, for those real estate people who are in investments, there's also, when you improve properties, you can also, with solar energy, you can get those tax credits through your rental properties. So it's not just for the homeowners. There's also stuff out there too for investors.
Right, but with it being a buying and selling market, someone that's holding on to an investment property with capital gains and everything, is now a good time to sell, or is it something that they should hold on to until they reform the laws and rules of the capital gains?
Right now, with the capital gains, with the Medicare or the Health Care Act, you actually have an extra 3.8% tax depending on your income level. So if you are in a gain situation, you're looking at anywhere between 20 to 30% in tax, but then also another 3.8% tax on top of that. So selling right now, if you are in a gain situation, may not be a preferable thing unless you can actually translate that and buy into another property and you can do a, 1031 transfer.
Let's talk a little bit more about the 1031 transfer. So I basically have a property I'm not happy with or just want to get rid of for whatever reason. I sell it and I either have to pay capital gains tax on the capital gains, or I can do a 1031 exchange where I can buy another property. But how long of a period, like what are the rules of that?
It has to be identified within 60 days after you have sold the property. So that way you can transfer the value of the current property into the next. It has to be a property that either equal or better, has a higher value than the one that you just got rid of. So that can also help you by obviously get a bad performing property and get into a better performing property.
And a lot of that's going on right now.
Yes. I mean, even home sellers are trying to do that, where maybe they're selling a home, but they don't want to pay the capital gains, and maybe they're looking for something at a better location or another state. has the same value, so that way they can transfer that and try to avoid that capital gain, especially now with the extra tax on it.
Wonderful. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is the opportunity to get in touch with Howard Kohler. He's an enrolled agent at Kohler Financial Solutions. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. He can help answer your questions. He can maybe advise you, or maybe you could start working with him. He's a good guy.
Always looking for new clients.
But Howard, before we wrap up, let's talk about you on a personal level. So how did you get into this IRA? How did you get into all this stuff?
How did I become an EA? Well, I actually worked in public accounting for 15 years,
okay,
where I worked with a lot of closely held businesses, small corporations, and I did everything from their business, financials, business tax returns, personal stuff. And after about 15 years of working for someone else, I decided about four and a half years ago to do it for myself, because I really wanted to service clients that didn't have access to getting good information.
So you have all the knowledge, and now all you have to do is share it and help people out.
Yeah, that's my main goal when I started, was to help people out.
Perfect. Well, Howard, thank you so much for coming here, and I hope to have you on in the future, because you're a wealth of information. Now available for our listeners, you have access to our local real estate professionals that have appeared on the Todd Laborowicz Show. Each guest segment has been reproduced for you on our website at www.dcrealestateradio.com. That's www.dcrealestateradio.com. I want to thank our preferred partners, Topaz Mortgage Clothesline Settlements, Snow Goose Homes, and KO Creative. I also want to thank our producer, Craig Gildner, with Metro Voice Media. Tune in to the Todd Laborowicz Show next Saturday, February 7th at 1 p.m. right here on Sound Broadcast Network AM 1260 The Answer. You need the inside scoop.